Hey, we are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in this wonderful town called Washington, D.C. with Feline's very own Tansley Stearns. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thrilled to be here with credit union people.
Woohoo! That's it's right. Like the big family reunion,
it
as
is.
I call it.
My so, tribe.
Your tribe. It's a good tribe to be part of,
it's
for
a really good
sure.
Tribe.
And let's talk about something equally as cool.
Yes.
All things strategy at Feline. What's going on this year? What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
What's the strategy? What's the strategy for 2018?
Yeah. So we are actually landing a 3-year strategic plan that we entitled Focus.
Okay.
And the reason for that is, you know, we believe, and the research would say, that the very best strategists in the world are those that can figure out what you're best at in the world and do that really, really well.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, the way that that manifests for us with the research was really with the centers of excellence, which we've talked to you about. And, you know, how do we not just produce 30 or 40 white papers a year, but focus in these 5 critical areas.
Mm-hmm,
so that's been really important. And what you're seeing in this year is the continuation of those outputs evolving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the notion, for example, with the War for Talent Center, instead of just having a white paper, there's a talent checklist. So if you're somebody that's leading human beings in the organization, I've got this tool that I can use.
So
that's really a big part of what
you're
we're doing.
Making it a reality, it sounds like,
that's
you know,
right.
as opposed to documentation. It's practical as opposed to theoretical.
Absolutely.
That's a strategy as well.
It is. And then, you know, talking strategy, we're doing a lot of work with credit unions on their strategy, their strategic planning. We got some feedback from credit unions several years ago saying, you know, it feels like strategy is just this moment in time, right? In the fall or in the summer, then we talk about it.
Right.
And
right.
we really need to make sure that we're elevating that conversation throughout the course of the year.
And you're actually acting on it.
That's right.
Right.
So our strategy cycle intends to infuse that conversation and leverage our talent to, with the board, with the senior team. Let's not talk about the color of the carpet. But let's think about those most important
areas. It's a nice blue.
Lovely blue. Yeah. And it's got the red.
Too. Yeah, it's got a little red dots.
So that's been really exciting and probably one of the things I'm most passionate about because it's fun to be able to think about that future
that
we're going to have.
So speaking of the future, I mean, where do you see us going in 2018? Because obviously I talked to George yesterday about kind of some of the plans and activities that Feline has planned for this year.
Yes.
Where do you see this industry going this year? Because there's so much change going on.
Yeah.
And from a strategic point of view, how do we kind of grasp that and grab hold of it?
Yeah. You know, the thing that I hear credit unions talking a lot about and we are working a lot on is this notion of reducing friction. You know, it's... we are no longer competing against the bank down the street or the credit union down the street, but Apple and Amazon and Stitch Fix and all these simple experiences. And, you know, if a brand new member comes in and we say, gosh, it's going to take us an hour to open this account.
Right, right, right.
They're going to look at us like we have 10 heads. And,
yeah.
you know, I think even the most complex organizations have to continue to reduce friction. And starting to measure that and make those iterative changes is something I think many credit unions are thinking about and we hope acting on.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So what are some issues do you see that are keeping credit union leaders awake at night? Kind of switching gears a little bit here. Because there's obviously a lot of, there's the ADA litigation that's going on right now. Obviously technology is moving at light speed
as usual.
Yes. Cybersecurity. What are you hearing out there?
Yeah. You know, I think the emerging technology is a really big one. I think most credit unions know, boy, we've got to keep advancing. If we want to attract the next generation, they expect technology to be part of the service experience. But how do you make those choices? And, you know, some of the recent research that we've done is about bridging fintech organizations and credit unions. You know, what credit unions bring is they've got this trust that their members have and they want to rely upon them. Fintech companies are moving quickly. They're investing in technologies in new and interesting ways. And can we bring those two worlds together? And this research piece really gives some advice about how you might think about building those bridges. And we've practically been doing that, you know, over the last 5 years. And we think that that is a way for credit unions to make sure that they are bringing the newest technology to bear, but not having to build it all themselves.
No doubt. Good stuff here. All right, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here.
All right.
Wrap up with What are your conference expectations, or Phelane's conference expectations? What do you guys want to achieve here to kind of keep this movement going forward?
Yeah, so we just had our breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a woman come and speak from an organization called Luminade.
Mm-hmm.
They were on Shark Tank.
Luminade. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And their idea was essentially light in situations both tragic, you know, so in emergency situations like what happened in Puerto Rico, where, you know, we don't think about all those small things, but light isn't a small thing when safety is a part of that.
Right.
So, you know, she was talking about the fact that with this 5-person organization, all the innovation that they've done and iteration. And so we hope, as we have time with credit unions at an event like this, that we can bring some of that inspiration to bear and invite credit unions to continue to push themselves to this, what we believe can be a very bright future.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Sky's the limit for us, for
That's
sure.
Right.
All right, Tansley,
That's
thank it. You so much.
Oh, my
Always
pleasure.
A pleasure.
Yeah.
You're
thank
awesome
you,
as
sir.
Usual. Keep
oh,
up the good
you.
Work there at Phelane. You guys are all these little scientists cooking up
That's
really cool
right.
stuff in
That's
these
right.
laboratories there. So really
nice.
Cool stuff.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good job.
Thanks for your time.